Welcome to the Music Industry Insiders Podcast, a production of Idle Tuesday's Recording Studio, an LA-based nonprofit on a mission to influence culture through positive music. Learn more about our services at idletuesdays.com and connect with us on your favorite social media platforms at Idle Tuesdays LA. I'm your host, Emily Hibbard, founder and producer at Idle Tuesdays Recording Studio. The heart and soul of the music industry is right here in our own backyard. So we've reached out to a few of our friends from the four corners of the industry and have invited them to join us right here on the Music Industry Insiders Podcast. Over the next few months, you'll be hearing from seasoned musicians, composers, music supervisors, studio owners, music publishers, teachers, professors, influencers, entertainment attorneys, and more. Each guest is unique, works in a different part of the music industry, and will be sharing personal experiences and valuable tips from their distinct perspective. With each of our guests, we hope the Music Industry Insiders Podcast will help paint a vivid picture of the music industry and help answer a few questions you might have as you pursue your career in music. Again, welcome to the Music Industry Insiders Podcast. Let's get started. Year-old James Liban is in the 8th grade class of Oak Middle School in Los Alamitos, California. Born with a brain for lyrics and rhythm, James has been moving and grooving since day one. In 4th grade, he played the cornet in his school band, but was quickly drawn to choir in 5th. In middle school, he was in an all-boys choir and captured the lead role as Horton in Seussical the Musical. James also participated in both the Advanced Mixed Concert Choir and the Southern California Vocal Association Honor Choir. James has performed at Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, the Festival of Gold, and at the Davies Symphony Hall. He's also performed with the prestigious Young Americans. James's choirs have been named Grand Champions 5 times and won Best Vocals, Best Musicianship, and Best Choreography. When he isn't singing his heart out, he enjoys playing hockey, football, basketball, and baseball. James is currently rehearsing for his upcoming Los Alamitos High School vocal audition. 12-year-old Dylan Liban is in his first year at Oak Middle School in Los Alamitos, California. A performer at heart, Dylan loves the spotlight. As a first grader, he performed a self-parent choreographed routine for a Gangnam Style Minecraft parody. Dylan joined his school band in 4th grade, where he learned to play the saxophone. In 5th grade, Dylan played the role of a miner in A Tale About the Early Americas. To take his vocals to the next level, Dylan recently started working with a private vocal coach. Dylan, currently in 6th grade, was in a 60-piece boys' choir and just finished his very first competition season, taking home 2 championships. And when Dylan isn't singing, he plays hockey, basketball, football, and baseball. Ella Ream is a 13-year-old powerhouse. Only in 8th grade, Ella has performed in Orange County Children's Theater productions such as High School Musical, Mathlete, Peter Pan, and Indian. During her time at Oak Middle School, Ella performed in Bird Girl and Seussical the Musical and in other show choirs as dance captain. Ella studied jazz at Orange County Song and Dance and has also received vocal lessons from the Elisa Stropel Music Studio. Ella studied ballet at the Los Altos Dance Center and Long Beach Dance West, spending 2 of those years on point. When she isn't dancing or singing, Ella can be found reading, camping, swimming, or having fun at Girl Scouts. James Liban, Dylan Liban, and Ella Ream are our guests today. Thanks for joining us in the studio, guys. You're the first middle schoolers on the Music Industry Insiders Podcast, and I'm really excited to dive into all the questions that I have for you. But first, there's something really important we have to do. Shoutouts. Let's say hi to our friends and family. James, you go first.
Hi, Mom.
Dylan, do you have...
Hi to David and Mom and Dad.
All right.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Lil.
Did you think of any more when they were talking? Who?
Hi, Matthew.
Anyone else?
Sup, Johnny?
Hi, Matt.
Okay, great. That's it. Shout outs. All right, so I'm going to start with James and just ask some questions and we'll just see what happens.
Okay.
The cornet. Why did you decide to play the cornet?
Actually, I didn't really decide to. It was more of like parents wanted to, but I found it fun as well. I inherited it from my great-grandpa.
The instrument?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So I just thought it would be cool to try to play with his instrument a little bit.
Did you have to tune it, or what did you have to do in order to make it playable?
Nothing. It was in pretty good condition, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And your school, did they need someone to play the cornet, or were they just open to you playing the cornet?
It was open to any instrument.
Yeah. So. Awesome. So I see that you're really into singing. You're really into choir. Where did that passion come from? Like, when did you know that you really liked singing?
I don't really know. It's more of, like, just something I grew up with.
Do any of your parents sing, or?
No.
No. Does your family sing, or where did it come from?
My cousin sings. She's at the Los Al High School.
Okay.
And she's in the at the top choir there. But other than that, nobody really sings.
You just decided you wanted to start singing?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. I see that you did Seussical the Musical.
Yes.
What was that like?
That was a pretty interesting experience.
Did you have a favorite part?
I did, actually. It was a duet with my friend Connor, and it was Alone in the Universe. And he was JoJo, and I was Horton, and that was pretty fun.
Now, Horton's the lead, right?
Yes.
Okay, now how did that go about? Did you have to audition for that, or how did you get Horton?
You did have to audition. It was maybe like four guys, and then we all went for it, all sang a song, and then another four guys. And so it was me and my friend Jonathan got the lead and understudy.
What song did you have to sing for the audition?
Alone in the Universe, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay. Were you pretty nervous?
Yes, very. It was my first audition, so that was
for
really
anything?
Nerve-wracking. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And you got the lead?
Yeah.
I guess there you go. Wow. Okay. Seussical the Musical. Can you think of anything that, like, funny that happened during rehearsals or your performances?
Not really.
Choir seems so serious. When I see choir singing, they're so serious. Like, do you guys have any fun?
Yes, there's lots and lots of fun during class time. Usually not during rehearsals, because that's kind of when you got to kick it into high gear so you're ready for the show. But during rehearsals, it's a lot of fun.
What's your favorite part of rehearsals?
The break in between. Or the holding
so you get to
rooms.
Play with your friends?
Yeah.
That's cool. That sounds about right. I read that you performed at Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm.
Yes.
What were you doing at Disneyland?
Disneyland, that was both the Advanced Mixed Choir Showcase and Showman Elite. So that was 7th and 8th grade boys, and then 7th and 8th grade boys again, but with 8th grade girls.
Okay, so both.
Yes.
Nice. And what about Knott's Berry Farm? Was that the same group?
No, that was when I was in 6th grade, and that was with the guys' 6th grade choir.
The all-boys choir?
Yes.
Okay. Nice. Were you pretty nervous about that?
Yes.
Was it worth it?
Definitely. It
All
was
right.
really fun.
What do you enjoy more, singing or dancing?
Singing.
Why?
I feel like dancing is a little too set in stone. Like, you don't get to put enough personality into it.
Do you have a favorite genre or a style of music that comes more naturally to you?
I don't. I'm more on the musical side, or more on the Broadway side.
Yeah.
But other than that, no.
Okay. Do you want to be, like, do you have aspirations to be in more theater or, you know, coming up in high school?
Yeah.
More theater.
Yes.
So not so much choir, but definitely more theater.
Well, at the high school, they do a lot of theater in the choir, so.
Okay. I saw that you also are into sports.
Yes.
Do you feel at all that they're connected, or does being involved in music help in any way in sports, or does sports help in any way in music?
I don't really think so.
Totally different.
Yeah, they're pretty separate. I mean, dancing is definitely kind of affected by sports because, like, you got to be going all out all the time, so you have to have a lot of energy for it. So, like, sports kind of helped me with that.
I see you're auditioning for Los Alamitos.
Yes.
What's your audition going to look like? And when's that? That's coming up pretty soon, right?
That is very soon. I think it's late April, early May.
Oh, right on. And then what does that determine?
That determines what choir you make in the high school.
Okay. And what choir do you want to make?
The top choir. The top mixed choir.
Top mixed choir. Okay. Yes. So you've got the guys and the girls in that choir.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've been seeing on social media, I've seen some pictures with you with some trophies. There's you guys, you're winning some sort of championships.
Yes.
Tell me about this. What's happening?
So every year, maybe there's about three competitions. And so we will usually get put up against another guys group. So Oak will most of the time compete against McAuliffe Choir. So it's the Oak guys versus McAuliffe guys. And then whoever wins gets championship trophy.
Nice. And that just happened.
Yes. We just finished our last competition fairly recently.
Where were you guys? It looked like a pretty big auditorium.
The last one, the latest one, was at Los Al, and then the other one was at Burbank.
Okay. And how was that? Like, what was that process like for you?
It's really exciting. It's kind of stressful getting ready for it, being judged. So.
And I see that you won 5 choir championships.
Mm-hmm.
Was that all of them, or were there any that you lost, or did you guys just take home everything?
We did lose one this year, and that was because it was a guys' group versus 2 mixed groups. So it was a little unfair, but I think we still did pretty good.
So you guys took home 5 of the 6?
Yes.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Awesome. Well, thank you. Next up, Dylan Liven. Dylan, tell me, how do you know James?
Well, he's my brother, so
I've
known him for my whole life.
I see that. Okay. And you guys are at the same school right now?
Yes. What? I just started. I'm a 6th grader, so.
Oh, how do you like it?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah? You're in the big leagues now.
Yeah.
So have you guys been in any choirs together?
Yes, we're currently in Showman. We did the competition season together. We've done the whole year together. I'm kind of aiming for a showcase next year, but.
See what happens?
Yeah.
And for our listeners that can't see you, Dylan, how old are you?
I'm 12.
At 12 years old, you set the record for the youngest guest we've ever had here. Dylan, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I've been playing baseball my whole life. I started choir when I was in 4th grade. I did band and choir and just kind of started off from there. I've just done choir ever since. I kind of was hooked on it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've been seeing you in a lot of Instagram posts as well.
Yeah.
So I saw something and I was pretty confused by it. What is Gangnam Style Minecraft parody?
When I was when I was little in elementary school, we used to play Minecraft a lot with my friends, and this was just something that we did for the talent show. And it was awesome. Being that little, that was awesome.
That's creative. You've got to say that.
Yeah,
that's creative.
And I'm going to just bring James into this, too. He was one of the main roles. That was just beautiful, James.
Oh, James, what do you have to say about that?
Nothing. It was pretty embarrassing, but it was a fun experience.
That's awesome. So, Dylan, I see that you played the sax.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did. You don't anymore.
I did.
You're done. You're on to vocals.
Done. I'm on to vocals, yeah.
How long did you play the sax for?
Maybe a year. Year and a half, yeah.
Did you like it, or what did you like about it?
It was just... I kind of picked it up fast. I couldn't really read the notes, but for the most part, it was fun.
So you played sax for a year, mm-hmm. and then you said you kind of got hooked on choir.
Yes.
There
was choir and band at the same time at my school, so you could do both. And so I just did both to try them out.
So. And then choir hooked you.
Yeah.
What's the draw? Or what's the draw of choir that, you know, playing an instrument didn't have?
I don't know. Just the emotions are... intensifying. It's fun.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite genre?
Not currently, no.
You're up to sing anything?
No.
Musical theater?
No.
A little bit different?
Choir's always been easy for me.
Hey, if it's easy for you. Tell me about your first year in middle school.
When I first came, I felt like I was doing really well. I've been going through this year pretty well. I've been helping a lot of teachers, doing my best, been in scholarship, just kind of easing by the year.
What kind of classes are you taking?
I'm in all honors, trying to...
All honors. Smarty pants, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you have any fun stories to say?
No.
Favorite teachers? Favorite subjects?
I guess I can give a shout out to Mr. Miko and Mr. Hill.
All right. Mr. Miko and Mr. Hill. How's it going? All right. So, I see that you were in a 60-piece all-boys choir.
Yes.
60-piece.
Mm-hmm.
60.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a lot. It's like a herd. You're like in a herd. Does
yes.
it feel like you're in a herd?
Definitely.
Yes.
It's pretty hard to keep under control, too.
Yeah.
60 boys all in one room.
That's a lot. Is that the choir that you guys were in? That just won these championships?
Yes.
So you're taking, how many buses do you have to take to go to your competitions?
One.
2 medium-sized buses or 1 very large bus.
Oh, that's not
yeah.
bad. Okay. So you're in this herd or 60-piece all-boys choir. Where are you, when you were performing, what part of that group were you in? Where did you stand?
I was all over the place. I didn't really have a certain spot for me.
Does it matter vocally? Does it matter where you stand?
It does. Like, they section us by tenors, baritones, basses.
Tenors to the left?
Just bass one. They just go in places in certain places that we all can make a perfect harmony.
And you're in that same group?
Yes.
Okay, so what were you?
I am, actually really depends, like, kind of at the time where I'm going through voice changes. So sometimes I'll be a tenor, sometimes I'll be a bass.
So sometimes you're over here, sometimes you're over there.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, so how is singing in a choir different than, how is singing in a choir and singing with a vocal coach different?
I just started with my vocal coach, and with her, it's easier because she's worked with so many people that it's just another day. She can help everything that I do. And working in a choir, they don't specify on you, but when it really gets down to it, they're both kind of the same.
Can you teach me some things that she has you do?
She does special kind of compressions so that you could have a better time breathing, just special exercises, I guess.
Like what? I'll do them.
Like, you could go and take your hand and then move it all across your chest so that your muscle will move in.
Yes.
And just relax. It's, like, kind of squishy. It's kind of weird.
And that makes you sound better? Or
well, it
what
just
does
helps
that
you
do?
Breathe more.
Oh, it's breathing.
Yeah.
It's a breathing technique.
Yeah.
Okay. What else does she have you do?
It's a lot.
Do you have to do something like...
sometimes.
What are you looking forward to?
Next year, just the showcase choir. I've been really looking forward to that. I've been looking at some choice songs that I could try, just what I can audition for.
Now tell us, for the listeners who don't know what your showcase choir does, what does that look like?
We do a variety of songs, and then we perform them at, like, the end of the year. We do, I think, 3 sets during the whole year, one at the beginning, our competition in the middle, and one at the end.
So you'll stay pretty busy with that.
Yeah. It keeps you busy.
Awesome.
Urban Vinyl Headphones is our sponsor. We're here with Christian, one of the founders. Now, Christian, there's plenty of plastic headphones out there. What makes Urban Vinyl different?
So first off, we don't use plastic. The Urban Vinyl Classics are handcrafted with mahogany wood that both enhances the audio quality and looks.
I wear the Classics for hours here in the studio. My ears never hurt. What's the secret?
Our headphones have an oval-shaped design and memory foam padding, so they are super comfortable for mixing and casual listening.
I'm no audio expert, but these do sound pretty great.
You could get any plastic headphone, but with the Urban Vinyl Classics, each pair is just as unique as its wood grain.
Get your pair of the Classics at urbanvinyl.org. And remember, use promo code Tuesdays to get 15% off.
Well, Ella Reem, looks like you're in the hot seat now. Welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Ella, you've obviously been pretty busy performing.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
My friends have recommended to me a lot of theater programs. Like, I just finished a show at Orange County Children's Theater, Peter Pan, and High School Musical.
And have you always liked musical theater, or do you have a parent who does that, or a sibling, or where did that come from?
When I came into sixth grade at Oak, we started doing a lot of songs from Hamilton, and that's where it really sparked my interest.
That's awesome. So you like Hamilton?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it with my family.
Oh, cool. Did you see the one here in Hollywood?
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it in Hollywood.
Nice. Ooh. I saw that one too.
Kind of a group effort. We all have listened to all the songs and we've all gone and seen it.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. Check. Did you have a favorite show or play that you were in that you've been in so far?
Definitely Peter Pan was my favorite one.
Oh, really? Why?
Because I played an Indian where we got to do a lot of dancing. We were the main dancers in the show. We got to do a dance, the Indian dance, where it was 9 minutes straight of dancing and...
9 minutes? You said nine?
Yeah, about 9 minutes straight.
Oh my gosh.
And it was really fun learning all the choreography and all the acting. We had to have a really intense face the whole time.
Who taught the choreography?
our director and choreographer, Jenny Moonshaw, she is an amazing choreographer, and she had so many great ideas. We never had a blackout for a scene change. All the ensemble would do the scene changes by ourselves. So it would be, there could be an 8-year-old pushing a bed and setting up water. It was really cool.
Wow. And that's through, that was with Oak Middle School?
No, it was with Orange County. Children's Theater.
Okay, awesome. Now, and I've seen in a few places that you have been a dance captain.
Yes.
Okay, now I've never been a dancer. What is a dance captain?
A dance captain, as a dance captain, I learn the choreography from our choreographer, and then I teach it to those who weren't there when the person was originally teaching it. So I will come during lunch and teach them the choreography that they missed.
Is that kind of hard?
Yeah, it is kind of hard when you have to learn it and then teach it straight away.
Do you feel like you can learn dance moves pretty quickly?
Yes. With my experience and muscle memory, it's getting easier.
You can pick it up.
Yes.
Okay, so what, when you're the dance captain, so you're kind of the teacher in that moment.
Yes.
If you're trying to teach someone how to do the dance that you just learned, or maybe you learned it last week or whatnot, what makes a really bad student?
When they bring their friends along, because I can't teach with outside distractions. Like, they'll start talking to them while I'm teaching, and then they'll just start laughing, and it will just be hard to cooperate with them.
So if you want to be a good dancer, don't bring your friends.
Yes.
Simple as that. You heard it here first. So I see that you got into ballet. Are you still doing ballet?
No, I don't do ballet anymore, but I do jazz.
Jazz. So you did ballet first and then jazz.
Yes.
So why did you ditch ballet?
I stopped doing ballet because I knew jazz will help me more with getting into the high school choirs. Because ballet, there aren't as many opportunities.
Is there, what would you say is the biggest difference between ballet and jazz?
With ballet, you are a lot more graceful, and it's just a lot of foot movement.
Do you have any fun stories from jazz?
From jazz, once a song came on that me and my friend thought that we just listened to nonstop, and we didn't expect it to come on. It's called Bills.
I think that's one of James's favorites.
Yes.
As James and Dylan are busting out with hand moves. I like that. So, James, how do you know that song? It obviously struck a chord with you.
So, our friends, the Youngs, so it's Sarah, Abby, her mom, and her dad, they play that song every single time they get in the car. So this song is played nonstop in their car. Wherever they're going, they play Bills, and it's hilarious, and they even came up with little hand motions to do it. And so when we go, we all do the hand motions together with the song.
Is this, did someone post this on Facebook? Because I feel like, yes, I'm getting a nod. Yes, I've seen this. This was on Facebook. I saw you guys dancing. I think your mom was driving, and there was the back seat was just full of kids, and then everyone's doing the same thing. So I'm thinking, where is that? Were you in that too?
I was stuck in the back.
That was you. You were in the back seat?
Yeah.
I saw that.
I got saw at the last minute.
I saw that. That was good. That was good. Okay, when you guys are ready or whatever, like coordinate, and we'll just do this for fun.
Okay.
I got bills. I gotta pay. So I'm gonna work, work, work every day. I got mouths. I gotta feed. So I'm gonna make sure everybody eats. I got bills.
Bills! Well done. So you obviously have this love for performing. Next year, you're going to be in 9th grade.
Yes.
So you're going to be at Los Al High.
Mm-hmm.
What, are you auditioning for anything? Are you auditioning for any choirs?
Yes, I'm auditioning for the intermediate girls and boys choir. I want to be in that choir because there's a mix and variety of students, and the choreography and partner dancing I really like because it sounds so much better, and the choreography is so fun to do.
That's awesome. So next year, you guys are, James and Ella, you're going to be in high school.
Yeah.
Dylan, you're going to be bringing up the rear.
Yeah.
You got a few more years to go.
I'm almost there.
Okay, awesome. To see more of Ella, James, and Dylan, follow them on Instagram at @oak_choir. Well, guys, that about wraps it up for today. Thanks again for joining us in the studio on the Music Industry Insiders Podcast. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The Music Industry Insiders Podcast is a production of Idle Tuesday's Recording Studio, an LA-based nonprofit founded by Emily Hibbard and under the direction of board members Dennis Lamar, Brenda Epperson, Matt Barnes, and Henry Alonzo. Today's podcast has been produced by Sarah Gonzalez, Anthony Grant, and Mel Gonzalez, recorded by Julia Antonio and Natalie Chan, and edited by Connor Haddon. Thanks again for joining us today. Tune in next time for another insightful episode of Music Industry Insiders.